Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fate Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I can't tell you the last time I felt this bad about a winning night. Our football handicapping last night was absolutely dreadful. In the words of Charles Barkley, it was terrible. Yes, it was terrible. We missed those plays so bad that I just had a sick feeling in my stomach. But college basketball, we grind it out yet again. That's three straight nights where we go 4-3 on college basketball. We hit another NHL puck line total. So we are back in the profit on the NHL. And in the NBA, we hit another total there. So we are now covering the juice in the NBA. So some good things happen, but we just don't feel that good after what we did on the football side. But new day today, and we did drop our special edition college football preview. That podcast dropped late Thursday night, early Friday morning, depending upon where you live. And we'll recap what we're playing tonight in college football. So we're on Memphis +9 at Houston. We're on Arizona +15 at Washington State. And we're on Nevada -1.5 against Air Force. So those are your three college football games for today. Now let's switch to the association, where we're going to play Oklahoma City at Milwaukee under the 214.5. The Thunder are 11-3 to the under this season. Last time out, they defeated Houston 101-89, going under the total. The Bucks are 11-4 to the under this year. Last time out, they beat the Lakers 109-102. That also went under the total. Three of the last four have gone under for the Bucks, and eight of the last nine have gone under for OKC. I'm sold. Under 214.5 is the play tonight between Oklahoma City and Milwaukee. Next up on the frozen pond, we're going to play Winnipeg -1.5 against Vancouver, and that's at a +195. The Jets are 9-3-4 this season, only 2-2-3 on the road, though. They are outscoring their opponents 52-42. Last time out, they lost 2-1 at Edmonton last night. Meanwhile, the Canucks, 5-10-2. They are only 2-5-1 at home. They've been outscored this season 59-43. Last time out for them, they lost to Colorado 4-2. So only two games in the NHL tonight. Not my favorite play of all time, but Vancouver has lost five straight. Their last four losses have been by two or more goals. I'll ride the trend. We're going to play the Jets -1.5 at a +195 at Vancouver. Now we switch to college basketball, where we're going to give you that magic number of seven again. Seven games in college basketball. You know what? We're going to have one of those days where we go 1-6, 0-7. So play with caution. Here we go. Utah State +2 against New Mexico State is our first play. It is a battle of the Aggies. Yeah, both schools are named the Aggies. New Mexico State is 3-0 and had a nice win over Davidson yesterday. Meanwhile, Utah State is 2-1 and needed double overtime to defeat Pennsylvania in the opening round. Day two is a new day in South Carolina, and this Utah State team passed the eye test for me when I watched their game against Richmond. I'm on the Aggies of Utah State +2 against New Mexico State. Next up, we go to Boca, Florida. Yes, we're going to play Troy -5.5 over North Dakota. Troy lost to Butler by 11 on the road. They beat a very good Jacksonville State team by 4. North Dakota in this one is in deep trouble matching up with the Trojans. So I'm going to take Troy -5.5 against North Dakota. Next up on the docket, another neutral site game. It is Oklahoma -10.5 over Indiana State. OU won a tough battle by 5 over East Carolina last night. Tonight will be a much easier matchup against Indiana State. Porter Mosier, the head coach at Oklahoma, coached in the Valley while at Loyola, and he knows this Sycamore team. Indiana State won last night by 41 over Old Dominion as a 5.5-point underdog. That actually favors us here because we're getting this at a discounted price. Don't read too much into the results last night. OU is 20 points better than Indiana State any given night. I'm going to lay the 10.5 on Oklahoma over Indiana State. Next up on the docket, it is George Mason, -2.5 at James Madison. The Patriots are 4-0 this year, 4-0 against the spread, with nice quality victories over Maryland and Penn. The Dukes, meanwhile, are 2-0 and 2-0 against the spread. So these teams are perfect. JMU's resume, though, looks a little shakier when I start to see their 5-point victory over Old Dominion, especially after Indiana State just beat them by 41. So I'm going to play George Mason, -2.5 tonight at James Madison. Next up on the docket, we're going to play Kennesaw State, +13.5 against Belmont. So the Belmont Bruins are good. They're 2-1 this year. They had a nice 6-point win over Furman earlier this week, and they had a 38-point win over Evansville earlier in the year. Their only loss was at Ohio by 12. Meanwhile, Kennesaw is 0-2, but they are 2-0 against the spread. They played two tough road games, losing by 7 at Creighton and losing at Iowa State by 11. This may be the best team they play this year, but they're at home this time. So I'm going to take the Owls +13.5 over Belmont. Next game on the card is in Las Vegas, neutral site game between Arizona and Wichita State. I am sold on the Wildcats. They are 3-0 this year, 3-0 against the spread. Their wins have been by 29, 54, and 42. Meanwhile, the Shockers are 3-0, but they're only 1-2 against the spread. They struggled against Jacksonville State, won that game at home by 3. They beat South Alabama by 6, and they beat Tarleton State by 14. Once again, all at home with a strong home court advantage. So I'm going to take Arizona tonight, -9 in Vegas on the neutral site. And our final game in the college basketball card, we're going to play Middle Tennessee State, +11 at Stephen F. Austin. The Blue Raiders are 2-0 with a nice 11-point victory over Winthrop on their resume. Meanwhile, Stephen F. Austin lost by 12 at home to South Dakota State earlier this week. 11 seems like a big number for the Lumberjacks. So I'm on Middle Tennessee State +11 at Stephen F. Austin. So let's recap the rest of our card for today. In the NBA, we're on the Thunder and the Bucks under 214.5. In the NHL, we're on Winnipeg -1.5 goals over Vancouver at a +195. College basketball, we like Utah State +2 over New Mexico State in the Battle of the Aggies. Then we like Troy -5.5 over North Dakota. We like Oklahoma -10.5 over Indiana State. We like George Mason -2.5 at James Madison. We like Kennesaw State +13.5 at home against Belmont. We like Arizona -9 against Wichita State. And we like Middle Tennessee State +11 at Stephen F. Austin. So that's your card for a Friday. Don't forget, if you want all of our college football plays, where we're going for the ham bone, 4 straight winning weeks, that is on the Special Edition podcast. Our National Football League card will drop on Saturday. Oh, it's going to be a fun couple days here. Thank you for joining us as always. And remember, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.